Will, I got to ask, what has this last week been like for you leading up to the draft?
No, nothing different. Still doing what I do every day, getting my workouts in, running, keeping a positive mindset, and just, you know, waiting for this opportunity to happen.
And it seems like a lot of media attention, too, with chatting with all the TV stations and the newspapers and obviously us here. How much of a whirlwind has that been? Just kind of, you know, giving us the same spiel each and every time.
It's been different.
Yeah.
It's definitely been different for sure. But, you know, I like this opportunity that I have to, you know, let my story out a little bit. And just, you know, have other kids see that no matter where you start, if you have hard work, dedication, you can do whatever you want to do in life. So just getting that out there for people to see has been great. And the story isn't finished at all yet.
That is for sure. You know, it's so cool for me. I remember seeing you play for Owego, and I can't remember who it was you guys were playing against. It was obviously another Section 4 team. But to see your rise through the ranks from high school to college to on the cusp of potentially being an NFL player. Is this something that you have wanted from the very beginning of your football journey?
Yeah. So playing professional football has always been my dream.
Yeah.
Since I could catch a football, since I went and played football in the parks and all that, or recess at school, I've always wanted to play professional football. So being in this position that I am right now, I knew I could get here if I just got my mind right and kept my dedication and hard work, and we're here today. So
Will Gladney, our guest here on BTL, senior wide receiver for the Ithaca College Bombers. Obviously throughout this past season, it was known that there was a lot of contact from NFL teams. What has that contact been like now leading up to the draft?
Just teams trying to get more, general information out of me. They've been in contact with Coach Schwann, more than I have been with me.
Yeah.
But I've definitely been in contact with them. And they just want to get to know me as a person more, know a little bit of my background, and that's about it.
You know, I'm hoping we can do a little bit of reflection before talking about what's to come. For somebody like me, being an IC alum, following the team for as many years as I have, I've seen a lot of talented players go through the program, especially at your position. You know, I'm thinking about guys like Kyle Crandall, Brian Hogan, Thomas Vossler, Dan Ruffridge is another one. And those were guys whose stats, whether they're career stats or single season stats, you absolutely shattered. Like, they're just in the back burner, and you're at the tops of so many different records. When did you start to recognize that you'd end up being one of the best wideouts in Bombers football history?
I've never really been the one to, you know, kind of pay attention to those stats and
yeah.
stuff like that. Most of the time I have to tell my dad to relax. I don't really care about that stuff. I'm just playing because I love the game. But, you know, it is an honor because there is a lot of great players that have come before me. But going out there every week and giving it my all, that's what I did. And the numbers show, and that's it.
Have you had a chance to kind of take a step back and realize what you were able to accomplish? Or is it still kind of so new that it hasn't really sunk in yet?
Definitely hasn't sunk in yet, like I said, because I've never been into, you know, the stats and stuff like that. That's not why I play the game.
Yeah.
It really hasn't sunk in yet. I don't plan on it yet because I just want to keep pushing forward, and we can look back at that years from now. But right now, all that stuff doesn't really matter to me.
What do you feel like has allowed you to have such a good career?
Like I said, my hard work, my dedication, my hunger, just the pain I've been through in life. I didn't make that a negative thing. I use it as a motivational thing, and just coming up here, staying up here every summer, every winter, year round, just in Ithaca, just training, eating right, stuff like that, for sure.
Will Gladney, our guest here on BTL, senior wide receiver for the Ithaca College Bombers, career record holder for receptions, receiving yards, touchdowns. He has hopes of being an NFL player by the end of this weekend. What's your greatest football memory from your time at Ithaca?
Oof. There's a few. Can I say a few of them?
Of course.
Definitely my first catch being a freshman,
huh,
just waiting and, you know, coming up here in the summer and working out. And then finally, my freshman year, getting that first catch against Hobart was great. But that MetLife experience was something surreal, just amazing. That touchdown I had was awesome, too, because it was right in front of my family. So I would say that was my top moment.
I had a feeling we would hear something about that. I can't imagine what it's like for you for all of this to maybe come full circle, where one of your final catches in your collegiate career happens in an NFL stadium, and you very well could be playing for an NFL team. It's so wild to me.
Well, just to start off, the fact that I caught that in front of my family was just, it was so special to me because, yeah, you know, 4 years ago, before I met that, 5 years ago before I met my family that adopted me, I didn't think I was ever going to be able to play college football. I didn't even think I was going to finish high school. Mm-hmm. So for it to be my senior year and in an environment like that, and to literally catch a touchdown right in front of them, it was, I will never forget that ever in my life.
Your journey to where you are now is such a special one. And I say that because some people in the audience might not know that you've had to overcome a lot of obstacles, like you kind of alluded to. You have jumped from a couple of group homes in a couple of different locations growing up as a kid. And, you know, look at where you are now. And this might be a crazy question, but have you been able to learn some life lessons from the game of football, or maybe use football as a bit of an escape?
Definitely. Football is more than just a game.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people just look at it like, oh, he's just athletic and plays a sport. But football has been great to me my whole life. It's always been there for me. It's been that, you know, that father figure before I met my adopted father, Mark, just giving me that structure and just teaching me, you know, how to become a man. So just football has always been there for me. It's definitely helped me shape the man who I am today. And that's why I love the game.
That's great. Will Gladney joining us here on BTL, senior wide receiver for the Bombers football team, AFCA second team All-American, first team All-Liberty League pick. It's special, man. So for you to be having this kind of success after all that you've been through, it's so cool. And, you know, here we are just a few weekends ago. You were in Rochester for a pro day workout. And obviously right now we're in some crazy times. Some people, I think, are wondering how you could have a workout like that during a pandemic. So was it a protocol to like socially distance, use hand sanitizer a lot? Like what was up with that?
Definitely social distancing. But also they were handing us hand sanitizer like every like 5 minutes.
Really?
During that. So we were, you know, keeping clean, and then keeping the pandemic in the back of our minds. But, you know, we just got some work done. It was a great opportunity for all the players, and especially for me being an out-of-town kid. That was really supposed to be ran for just Rochester area kids. But people helped me out and gave me an opportunity, and I went up there and did what I had to do.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, I thought I heard that you essentially were going to be having your pro day at a couple of different locations, but because of this pandemic, they were essentially closed, and this was like a last-minute ordeal for you. Is that right?
Very last minute. I was all the way down in Florida.
Wow.
And then had to come back up. So I was supposed to go to two different pro days before, and they both got canceled. And then this was like, hey, do you want to go here for this opportunity? And I couldn't say no to that.
In your eyes, what was your best performance, if you will, of the weekend?
My route running definitely needs improvement, but it's so much better than even just last season. And that's the great thing about football is the grind. And if you're willing to put in the work, you can get better and better and better each day. So just seeing that was really eye-opening for me personally. And I'm just grateful that, you know, that's coming along, because I know football isn't done for me, and I'm just going to keep getting better.
You mentioned how you were an out-of-towner essentially at the pro day, and obviously the number of D3 guys who go pro in some ways is a small number, but do you feel like you do have something to prove to people being a D3 guy? Because I feel like that's been the case with a lot of Bomber athletes who have gone pro and have found success at the highest level.
I wouldn't say prove. Mm-hmm. I belong playing with the best in the world. So so I don't feel like I have to prove anything. It definitely gives me a chip on my shoulder. And I mean, I've always played with that regardless, but I don't play to, you know, prove people anyone wrong. I play because I love the game. I love the grind. Yeah, I don't feel like I have to prove anything. But coming from D3, people don't expect you to, you know, be able to, you know, compete with those kind of guys. But me personally, I believe that I can compete with those guys, the best in the world. I just play the game because I love it, and I feel like I belong.
Yeah,
the best, so.
You know, I know it's different sports and everything like that. You know, it's been a long time since IC had a pro football player, but you look at guys like, let's say, Timmy LaCastro, who's playing Major League Baseball with the Diamondbacks. You look at somebody like Eli Gobrecht, who is playing professional lacrosse in the NLL and the PLL now. Do you feel like D3 talent is comparable to some of these guys if you put in the hard work? Because you might be surrounded by all these D1 guys and everything like that, but hey, you've got just as much of a chance to prove your worth as they do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. You know, a lot of people look at the D3, D1 thing. And, you know, that sometimes that may be the case of athleticism, but a lot of times it could be because, you know, someone didn't have a high enough SAT score, or just things didn't work out in life, and, sure, you know, D3 was the only option. So, an athlete is an athlete to me, and if you're willing to work, you know, hard work beats talent any day. So, when you get the opportunity, you just gotta ball out.
Amen to that. You got that right. Before I let you go, Will, just kind of curious how you're going to be following along with what's coming up this weekend.
Oof, probably get my workout in still.
Yeah.
And then have my family come up and just, you know, watch the draft. And if something happens, it'll be a really special moment for me and my family, and then it'll be time to work.
That's for sure. Hey, Will, we're rooting for you, man. We can't wait to see what happens. Hopefully we got some good news to share with everybody early next week, and hopefully we'll hear from you soon as we hear about any big news for you. And like I said, we're rooting for you, so go get them out there. Thanks so much for a couple of minutes, and enjoy everything this weekend, okay?
For sure. Thanks for having me.